Now, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly visited University Hospital Limerick yesterday to announce plans to address issues at the country's most overcrowded hospital. And one of those measures is to use a new 50-bed nursing home in Nenagh in County Tipperary for a year as a privately operated step-down facility, and this would take overflow from UHL. But now Morning Ireland has learned this part of the plan is not without its problems. Unions have lodged a complaint with the WRC over the plan, and the health regulator says the older nursing home, which the new one was to replace, isn't fully compliant with regulations. Cian McCormack reports from Nenagh.
So I'm the eldest of seven children, so speaking on behalf of all of my family here when we say we're very unhappy with the situation as it currently stands.
Breed Slattery's father, Willie Ryan, is cared for at the old St. Conlon's nursing home in Nenagh.
And my father is ageing and with dementia. He is currently being well-minded.
The 25-bed nursing home is a grey-looking, single-storey building beside St. Mary of the Rosary Church. It has 15 single and 5 twin rooms. It's run by the HSE.
Currently he's sharing with another gentleman in the room, which really isn't suitable possibly going forward for him.
Louise Walsh's mother-in-law also lives at the home.
And the staff has made the best of the situation in there in terms of the facilities. Like, the facilities are very outdated.
Hikwa says the home isn't fully compliant with regulations.
The rooms are very cramped and small. You know, as I said, the staff do as much as they can, but they are hampered by the lack of facilities there.
In March of last year, the HSE told Hikwa it would replace the old St. Conlon's home with a new St. Conlon's home. The new home is a state-of-the-art, purpose-built, 50-bed facility at the far side of Nenagh, beside the local hospital. Now, over 12 months later, the HSE can't staff the new St. Conlon's home because of its own hiring embargo. Instead, it will be used as a step-down facility run by a private provider for the overcrowded University Hospital Limerick. Families are disgusted.
We're lucky that she has a place in the nursing home. That's the first thing I would say. We're so blessed that she has that place. There are so many families who don't have that place and they're in a lot worse situation. So I was devastated for them because I know there was people waiting to get in. I was devastated for the residents in there because they were all looking forward to have a better quality of life. And then also to hear that, you know, it was going to be a private company coming in here and running this. It's shocking, really.
Unions are saying pretty much the same.
Our members' rights have been totally ignored, and I feel very strongly for the residents of St. Conlon's as well, who have been deprived the opportunity to go into this new facility, which is a state-of-the-art facility which would meet their needs in their final years of life, which is what should be paramount.
This is Mark Quinn. He's SIPTU's health official in the Midwest region. He's also talking here on behalf of the INMO and FORSA. The unions work together in negotiations with the HSE.
Our members have dreamed of this relocation to this new modern facility for a long, long time. We were in advanced negotiations for a new roster to be implemented within this new facility, and all of a sudden it's just been taken away from them.
The unions say the HSE is in breach of national agreements. They've escalated the matter to the Workplace Relations Commission, and they are fuming that the step-down facility will be run by a private provider.
We want the facility used for what it was purposely built for. And we are not going to be standing back and allowing the HSE to just railroad through processes without consultation and agreement with the unions.
People in Nenagh Town are angry too.
I'm really, really disappointed. I had been looking forward to people in their later years moving into such a grand, comfortable building. And I'm really, really disappointed that that is how we're treating our elderly.
The health service is a hot topic here. On one hand, people want to see the services at the University Hospital Limerick improve. On the other, they want the new nursing home in Nenagh to be used as a nursing home and not as a step-down facility.
I think that the department or the HSE need to look at it straight away and open it for the facility that it was meant to be.
It'll be a huge boon to Limerick Hospital. However, because it was built as a nursing home, it probably should be used as a nursing home. If they wanted a hospital facility, then they should have built a hospital.
It's a disgrace that the our elderly people in Ena are not given that facility over at a hospital.
Is it an issue around town?
It is an issue, but I don't think people understand fully what's going on. They see the overflow of Limerick. We have an overflow in Limerick for how many years now? And it will continue.
Yesterday, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, confirmed the new St. Conlon's home will be used as a step-down facility until the completion of the first of two new 96-bed blocks for UHL. The HSE confirmed this will happen in early 2025. But there's a potential problem on the horizon. The HSE says while the new St. Conlon's home is used as a step-down facility, the old St. Conlon's home will continue operating as a 25-bed nursing home. However, HICWA confirmed to this programme that in 3 months' time, the old St. Conlon's registration as a nursing home runs out. It's up for renewal in June. Local Labour TD Alan Kelly is furious.
What about the 30 families? What about the 30 people who will not get into this facility? So if they go ahead with try and get away with what they're doing, where are they going to put them? Can I ring up the regional manager and say, I need you to put this gentleman or this lady into a nursing home somewhere else outside of their community where they won't have beds, where they won't have facilities? What will happen is they'll be left in acute settings for months. There are people being left inside UHL, Nina Hospital and other hospitals around the country for months on end because they're so high dependency they can't get into a nursing home. And many can't get into a nursing home anyway. And I find it absolutely scandalous that the HSE, who screwed Nina, absolutely screwed Nina by taking away the coronary care, by taking away its A&E, by taking away our intensive care in 2009, are now coming back for a second time to screw us all again by taking away our publicly built, publicly funded nursing home, which was built for the elderly of Nina and surrounds. To me, it's one of the most difficult, one of the saddest, one of the most disgusting and particularly very hurtful decisions in my political career.
And that was Tipperary Labour TD Alan Kelly ending Cian McCormack's report from Nina. In a statement, the HSE made it clear that the repurposing of the new St Conlon's home is short term. The statement said the HSE will shortly begin a process to enable it recruit the staff they need to run the new 50-bed facility, which will open next year.